Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, a moment to stop in our busy lives and listen to God. Isaiah 44, verses 8 and 9. You are my witnesses. Is there any other God? No, there is no other God, not one. How foolish are those who manufacture idols. These prized objects are really worthless. The people who worship idols don't know this, so they are all put to shame. Isaiah has a great deal to say about idols. He laughs at the sheer stupidity of those who spent their time carving idols out of blocks of wood. Some of the wood would be used for burning in order to keep everyone warm and to bake bread or cook a meal. And another part of the wood was then carefully shaped into an idol that could be worshipped. Could anything be more foolish? Isaiah reminds his hearers that they have one true God, who is a rock and who is alone worthy of worship. Worshipping anyone or anything else is a complete waste of time. Our society is full of idols. They're not often carved out of wood, but they're just as real, because an idol is anything that is put in the place that is rightfully God's. A car, house, career, family, sport, hobby, or anything at all can be an idol if it becomes the focus of our attention and if we give it priority in our lives. None of these things are bad in themselves, but when they force God out of his number one spot, they become idolatrous and destructive, and this can easily happen to any one of us. What matters above anything else is that we give God the first place in our lives and encourage others to do the same. We are witnesses to a God of love who longs to fill everyone with his life, and so we need to warn other people that anyone or anything else will be a complete waste of their time. Let me pray with you. God, our rock, we worship you because you are worthy of our praise. Fill us with your Holy Spirit as we seek to encourage others to put you first in their lives. Amen. Thanks for listening. I hope you have a great day and that you'll join me every weekday for Be Still and Know here on Premiere.